And for example, PLP, these are incurred today's date is 05/11/2023. Dictation is for Mr. Jose Torres. Torres spells T-O-R-R-E-S. Jose spells J-O-S-C. Date of birth is 12/30/1985. This is a 37-year-old gentleman here with right hand pain, period. Patient stated about a week ago he was exercising on a punching bag and immediately started to have pain after he punched, after he said he punched the bag real hard, period. Said he was seen in a local emergency room where they advised him that he has a fracture and referred him to a local hand specialist. Said the local hand specialist wants to do surgery, but he came here for a second opinion, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none, past surgical history is none, social history. He denies tobacco use, denies drug use, endorses alcohol use, open parentheses, social, close parentheses. Next paragraph, family history is negative. Next paragraph, surgery is negative. Next paragraph, medication none. Next paragraph, allergies none. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs, vital signs are as follows. O2 status 99%. Room air, blood pressure 98 point. Blood pressure 143/92. Pulse 70. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph, right hand. Tenderness in the region of the fourth metacarpal. Reduced range of motion, secondary to pain. There's localized edema. Next line, cap refill less than 2 seconds. Next line, radial pulse present with regular rate and rhythm. Next line, sensation is normal. Next line, next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right hand pain. Assessment number two is fracture right fourth metacarpal. Open parentheses, displace, close parentheses. Next paragraph, x-ray was done in the clinic. The x-ray does reveal a fracture of the fourth metacarpal with at least 75% lateral subluxation. Now, the patient was made appraise of my findings on x-ray, my findings on physical exam, and the need for surgery. He did indicate that he does not have insurance and is not sure how he's going to pay for the surgery. He said he was hoping that we could done the surgery here for a less cost, period. We had a lengthy discussion. He was reassured that we cannot do that type of surgery in the clinic, and he needs a specialist. He was advised to visit the specialist office to discuss total cost and his intention to meet that responsibility. Patient was offered a splint for his hand. He declined. He says he cannot afford a splint for his hand. However, he was wrapped in ACE wrapped and strongly encouraged to follow up with a primary care provider. Next paragraph, patient was offered pain medication. He declined. He was reassured and advised to come back to the clinic if he has any questions. I strongly recommend that he goes to the hand specialist for definitive care. End of dictation.